Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66. WFAN and WFAN-FM, New York.
Hey, 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 and welcome back to Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on this beautiful Masters Final Sunday morning. Delighted to be talking with you from the Media Center here at Augusta National as we get set for the final round of the Masters. And Austin Rhodes, born and raised right here in Augusta, Georgia, coming to the Masters for 54 years. Still trying to do the math on that one.
Hard to believe.
He is in his 31st year as the afternoon drive host of his own show on WGAC Radio here in Augusta. Hey, Austin, welcome to Talkin' Golf.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Great to see you. And I must tell you that Austin and his family are my host here every year and have been for, gosh,
over 20 years.
Over 20 years.
This week, Ann replaces my wife as my emergency contact. That's how close Ann and I have become over the years. She's my little sister.
Ba-dum-bum. Okay, I'll take that one. But seriously, you and your family have been such great hosts, and it's always so much fun to come here every year. And I knew your son when he was an infant, and now every time I come to the house, I have to stretch my neck to look up. He's 6'3".
My wife's only regret about your visits is that you're not more her size. She would love to steal your wardrobe while you're here. She's about a foot taller than Ann.
Oh, my gosh. I love Bobby. Well, anyway, all these years coming to the Masters, Austin, what have been the biggest changes that you have witnessed?
The leadership at the top, while always dedicated to the integrity of the competition and the golf course, back in the old days, 50s, 60s, 70s, when Clifford Roberts and his generation of leadership were still here, very resistant to commercialization and overhype. And what's fascinating is that while the current generation has actually conquered the out-of-course carnival atmosphere that used to exist on Washington Road, there used to be vendors all the way from here to I-20, about a mile's worth of road, people hawking everything from autographed pictures to balloons and this, that, and the other. While that has actually been clamped down on by the Augusta National, they've actually gotten control of that. They have opened themselves up with enormous outreach to youth, to lady golfers, of course, with the Women's Invitational. I mean, it's just been a complete turnaround. It's generational more than anything else. A lot of folks cast very serious aspersions at the leadership of Augusta National, but they tend to forget that those gentlemen were around Clifford Roberts and his group in 1933, for Pete's sake, and it was a different world. And a lot of the current critics and pundits have long wanted to measure this club by the mentality and the mindset of those original founders. And you can't any more do that than you can, criticize any of our national governmental leaders through the years. I mean, we've all evolved. But it's really amazing to see how this membership generation has embraced things like video games and internet communications. One of the more visible media figures out here is the Dude Perfect crew. So it's amazing how far they've come.
They really, and it's been very quick progress in, say, the last 10 years,
No doubt Billy Payne and Fred Ridley brought them light years into the present day.
Right.
At lightning speed.
This media center opened in 2017. It's a state-of-the-art building. It looks like a southern mansion from the outside. I was not here when the Quonset Hut was the media room, but in this media center, there's formal dining area, there's lounges, locker rooms, monitors at everyone's desk. It's just so state-of-the-art.
You know, the Quonset Hut was literally built from reclaimed military surplus. I mean, it was literally taken from Fort Gordon, or now Fort Eisenhower, not too far from here, and they just brought the building materials over back in the 30s and 40s, and that Quonset Hut was not very well ventilated. I mean, it was a real different approach. But, you know, having said that, the old-timers would tell you that the Quonset Hut was state-of-the-art for the times. In other words, you go to the U.S. Open, you go to the British Open, that's what the press facilities were like. What we're in today, though, is an amazing departure, and it is the gold standard by which all others are measured and to which all others aspire. I've asked you on my show, because you're a very well-traveled journalist, and you say the only place that even comes close is Wimbledon, maybe, and Wimbledon is a distant second to Augusta National.
Not like this. There's nothing like this anywhere in the world. As far as a media center goes,
no doubt.
It's just incredible. Now, they have their first off-property Masters Hospitality area called Map and Flag. That just opened this year.
Well, technically, it's not off-property because they own... You have to cross Washington Road.
Right.
But because they have tunnels under Washington Road, technically, is it off-property? It's connected.
Right.
And the philosophy for so many years, and this has remained fairly solid, they didn't want islands of Augusta National-owned property around the main campus. So what they've done is they've expanded the footprint of the campus, and with the exception of moving Berkman's Road over, they basically bought Berkman's Road and moved it at their own expense. They can't really do that with Washington Road because it's such a major thoroughfare, but they have acquired the shopping center right across the street, and that's where Map and Flag have gone. And by the way, that's right in front of where I grew up. I grew up in National Hill Subdivision, 1206 Oakdale Road, right behind National Hill Shopping Center.
Now, they're going to have underground parking for competitors. They say that will be ready for next year's Masters. They're going to have this state-of-the-art facility for competitors and their family. So they are really expanding.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
They really are, and a lot of the conversation is focused on training and wellness and that type of thing, nutrition. But what I think you're going to find is not only are families accommodated with on-site nanny service babysitting, there is talk, and they didn't really confirm this, I think we're getting to the point where the competitors stay on this course. In other words, they're not going to be renting houses and hotel rooms like they always have. And, you know, that still has not been confirmed yet, but that's one of the rumors and reports going around.
I can see that definitely happening. But do you feel, Austin, that with the increase in the number, it seems there's so many people here over the top on Saturday for the women's AM Even the practice rounds seem so much more packed. It's very hard to get a decent viewing, you know, point for the par three competition. Do you think this Masters is losing a little bit of its charm?
There's been some talk that the crowds have gotten too thick and that there's too much emphasis or concentration on shopping in the pro shops and that type of thing. But I will say that the tournament days are sacrosanct, and they cut down the crowd by about 20%, it seems to me. That, again, this is unofficial. This is just from an educated eye that has been watching this for quite a while. About 20% fewer people on the course for tournament days. And also, I think there's a more experienced patron out here on tournament days. They just conduct themselves a little differently. They get someplace and stay rather than move all over the course. But you're right. There's a huge difference in the crowds between practice round days and tournament days.
I know one of the highlights for both of us this week was running into the great Vern Lundquist. And this is his last year, his 40th year, calling the Masters for CBS Sports. And it was so great to shake his hand, to hand him a copy of my book at Luigi's this past Tuesday when we saw him. What a thrill. And, you know, all his special calls, the one when Jack Nicklaus won in 1986 and when Tiger sunk that pitch shot from off the green on the par 3 16th in 2005. Let's take a listen.
Here it comes. Goodness. Oh, no! In your life, have you seen anything like that?
What a legendary call. We'll never forget that.
He said the same thing when you walked into Luigi's. He said, "Ann Liguori, in your life."
Anyway, you know, it's interesting, real quick story, and we're going to have to close out here very quickly, but when I was doing updates for WFAN, I think it might have been every 20 minutes back then in 2005, John Minko, the update host at that time, threw it to me to do an update, and it was precisely at that time when Tiger made that pitch shot. Just unbelievable. Austin, thank you so much for sharing with us. Always great to visit with you. Scottie Scheffler looking to win his second Masters title in 3 years. He'll start at 2:35 this afternoon, one shot ahead of Colin Morikawa. Lots going on. Can Max Homa win it? He'll play with Ludvig Åberg, that ultra-talented 24-year-old playing in his first major championship. DeChambeau could have a chance still. Anything can happen. Talking Golf with Ann Liguori is brought to you by Golf Zone Range by David Ledbetter. With the latest golf technology in Little Ferry, New Jersey, and now in Westbury, Long Island, learn golf faster. Golf Zone, ZoneRange.com. Enjoy the Masters. My thanks to Bill Fields, Austin Rhodes, Rami Levine in the studio. Stay tuned for Mark Melusis. And look forward to talking to you next Sunday morning right here on Talking Golf with Ann Liguori.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.